MSNBC goes unhinged on air after President Trump's address.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Coming on the heels of the not State of the Union, the joint address that happened last night. I know a lot of you tuned in and watched, but for those who didn't, we have highlights from President Trump's historic speech. It was very long. Almost cresting 2 hours in the amount of time that they asked you to watch, but about an hour 40 probably
of content. Yeah, it was 100 minutes long, hour 40, which is the longest presidential speech to a joint session of Congress.
Hit a lot of topics. We're going to go through a lot of those. And of course, President Trump, the one thing you could say, and I can't really look back at any of Joe Biden's State of the Unions in the back of my head. And I mean this honestly. I'm not saying this is just someone who clearly has maybe, I guess you'd say, more support for a lot of the things that President Trump's talking about. I don't think of those big moments. But for President Trump's, I think back of the Tuskegee Airmen. I think back of Rush Limbaugh. I can have moments that I can recall from his State of the Union addresses, from his moments where he's addressing the nation and addressing Congress. He did that again with an amazing moment with a kid in the audience. We're going to play that for you. But really what's shocking, of course, is that MSNBC and the left could not just leave it alone, could not just clap for it, be excited for this child who had brain cancer. No, of course, they had to politicize it, make it even worse. And as you know, these events are always politicized. There's always people standing up. There's always people not standing up. Boo. There's a little bit of booing here. Of course, there was a bigger moment early on where Al Green had to be removed because he was causing such a disruption. Not much more happened after that. Some people walked out. But that was the big moment, as he had to be escorted out. But I want to first set up and show you the positive side of this. This should be the moment everyone cheers for. This should be the moment that no one can find political dissidents in. But of course, they do. So first, I'm going to play you President Trump and his statement and his little conversation he has, I guess you'd say, with a kid in the audience.
2018, DJ was diagnosed with brain cancer. The doctors gave him 5 months at most to live. That was more than 6 years ago. Since that time, DJ and his dad have been on a quest to make his dream come true, and DJ has been sworn in as an honorary law enforcement officer, actually a number of times. The police love him, the police departments love him. And tonight, DJ, we're going to do you the biggest honor of them all. I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service.
And he's holding up the badge. You see him hugging. If you're just listening, you'll see this young kid in the crowd, again, who just wants to be a police officer. Gets deputized, honorary deputized, a member of the Secret Service. What a beautiful and fun and memorable moment. But of course, it couldn't just stop there. When we get back, you're not going to believe the response from MSNBC. You think that they would either just leave it alone or just say, you know what, it was one of those few unifying moments, and maybe it starts that way. But you're going to be shocked to find out what happens next. Some of you may know already, and I want to hear from you. Give me a call, 1-800-684-3110. We'll also be rolling out another one of our Choice Begins Here ads today, because we are supporting children and babies and unborn babies throughout the country. But right now, it starts all in the state of Massachusetts, and we need your help. Give us right now, ACLJ.org. Help beat back the abortion industry right now, and your gifts will be doubled at ACLJ.org. Welcome back to Secula. We are going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I'd love to get your thoughts on last night's speech, as well as some of the breaking news that came out of there, including the arrest and now on the way to America, the mastermind behind the Abbey Gate bombing in Afghanistan. Obviously, a topic that's been very close to our hearts over the many years, took away through all of that 13 of our own soldiers. So again, right now, I want you to call in at 1-800-684-3110. You heard in the last segment, you saw the setup here about DJ, a boy who just wanted to become police officer, has brain cancer, has fought it, said he had 5 months to live. He's now 13 years old and still fighting and being deputized around the country. And President Trump brought him up and deputized him as a member of the Secret Service. Real beautiful moment, real sweet moment. Again, a moment that President Trump is good at, creating those moments that stick with you forever, a memorable moment. Of course, you flip on the coverage after and you assume you're going to hear people discuss, you know, maybe they don't like the Doge talk. They don't like some of the things that he said. Of course, you have people on the other side and that's fine. But Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, just shortly after, you know, within hours, if not even within minutes of this speech ending, had this to say. And stick with me here, because the beginning, you're going to be like, good for her. And by the end, you're hopefully, if you have some sort of moral center or compass, hopefully you find this to be disgusting.
And finding one thing that you let yourself feel, and I let myself feel joy about DJ, and I hope he's alive for another, 95 years, yeah. Right? And I hope he lives the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
I don't say this lightly. This was a truly disgusting moment coming from MSNBC. Taking this real sweet moment, one of the few non-political moments that maybe happened that night. And look, I'd say President Trump, it's not like he even specifically said, I realize that I'm not going to win over Democrats in this. They're not going to cheer me even for something like this. And you could see very few stood up, very few even cheered for DJ. However, Nicole Wallace goes on and she not only wants to make a spectacle out of it and bring herself into it, says that, yeah, though she hopes he lives, of course, she hopes he lives a long life. She also hopes that he isn't one of the ones who ends up committing suicide due to President Trump's supporters storming the Capitol. This is, again, a kid who had 5 months to live and has beaten those odds. But, of course, you have MSNBC, which, again, I've said is a vile part of the Universal Xfinity NBC platform. It makes no sense why it is in their portfolio, why you would even have this incredibly disturbing leftist group. It's not just a left-leaning network. It's not even CNN. It is getting to the point where you can't even have humanity for a small child, a 13-year-old child who has fought and beat brain cancer over and over again, who's still fighting, who has then been deputized because he just wants to be a police officer when he grows up, and then President Trump does a fun moment and lets him become a Secret Service. You could see the emotion on his face. We also can play a clip even from him so you could hear from him himself. We could play that a little bit later so you know that this is not disingenuous. This is the real deal. But of course, because it's coming from President Trump, not only does that have to be bad, you have to just start praying that, you know, this little boy doesn't grow up to have to kill himself because of mental health problems after President, of course, it's all some weird theoretical because clearly when he becomes an adult, there is no President Trump. There are no those situations. But I want you to hear from him. I want you to hear from DJ Daniel, this kid. You saw him last night, but maybe you didn't see. They had interviewed him before and let him make a statement that they released. And I think this should at least give you a sense of who the left is targeting here. Here's DJ.
What you want to know the craziest part? because my mom raised me and my brothers all together. And out of nowhere, I locked up. And then my dad was calling my name, and I started going to the slow thing. And he said, "Stop playing with me." And I started to act slow. And then as soon as he said that, we were speeding all the way, running lights, going to the hospital. And then next thing you know, I was seizing on the table. They said, "Nah, we're going to have to go in his brain tonight." Ever since then, I had 13 brain surgeries, and that's how many times my personality has changed. And that's something that you don't hear from a terminally ill child. They had 5 months to live. I'm gonna keep on going until my gas tanks run out. And that's when God calls you home. You never know when God's gonna call you home. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my dad. And I know he's pretty proud of me, and I'm pretty proud of him too. And I'd like to thank President Trump, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today.
And probably that last sentence was enough to make sure that the left media decided we have to disqualify DJ Daniel. He can't be someone that we all look up to, find a positive moment out of. We have to politicize it, and we have to take a beautiful moment and decide to not only politicize, but really make it into a disgusting spectacle.
Don't let the left tell you that it is conservatives and Trump supporters that are dividing this country. Because when you see after a beautiful moment, and every president does those, every president during a joint address to Congress or a speech before them, whether it be the State of the Union or otherwise, brings guests and highlights them. And many times it goes along with policies that they also want to support. And you know what the policy was here? They believe that this child's cancer was started from exposure to toxins. And he then went on to say is that we are going to look at getting these toxins out of our environment so that we can combat childhood cancer from exposure to things that cause that. And then the left decides that now it's fair game because President Trump brought him up there and did a beautiful moment. It's despicable. Like, it shocks your soul when you see that people are so heartless, so deranged against President Trump that they could have just left it alone. They didn't have to say anything about the moment. Or they could have said, beautiful moment. It still doesn't make up for all the things that we disagree with about President Trump.
I look at our friend Jared Moskowitz, who is a Democrat senator, and he is on there, and he says, congrats to DJ. We must work together to tackle cancer. That's all you really got to say. When your representative in your area, congressman in your area, to just say, you know what, this is a moment we can all rally together. But that's not most. You know, most were causing disruptions. And look, we're going to not spend the whole time on this. We're going to actually break down a lot of what happened because there were some moments. There was a brief talk about Israel. There was brief talk on a lot of the topics that we bring up here today. And yes, it maybe was a bit more, had a lot of some jokes. Had a little more lighthearted from President Trump, also because he said it, and we have that bite too, where he specifically said, I know I'm not going to win you over tonight. I'm not going to all of a sudden have both sides of this audience standing up. So why cater to them? Cater to the audience that is ready for you. And a lot of times those are the people at home. And guess what? We found out through the favorability scores that came in on all networks pretty much, that there was an extremely favorable response. First bite eight, and then we'll go to that.
This is my fifth such speech to Congress. And once again, I look at the Democrats in front of me, and I realize there is absolutely nothing I can say to make them happy or to make them stand or smile or applaud. Nothing I can do. I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations, or announce the answers to the greatest economy in history, or the stoppage of crime to the lowest levels ever recorded. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. Five times I've been up here. It's very sad. And it just shouldn't be this way.
All right. And so that is President Trump making that statement, pretty declarative statement. Look, in the next segment, we're going to premiere one of our new pro-life ads. But before we do that, Will, briefly go over the scores here, because you'd think, you know, this is going to be 50-50, just like the country. Maybe less, because who's watching some of these networks that are doing the polling?
Right, and especially a lot of it was him just talking about what they've done the first month. So
Which is controversial.
It's controversial. Well, at least that's what they'll have you believe. But here's the reality of that. It actually isn't that controversial. CBS News, no fan of President Trump. 76% of Trump speech watchers approved of it. Only 23 disapproved. CNN, their poll, 69% positive about the speech, only 31% negative. Don't believe what they tell you when they say that it's dividing the country, because the ones that are dividing the country are the ones who will make disgusting commentary about a childhood cancer survivor and someone who's still fighting that out.
Phone lines are open for you right now. I want to hear from you. And in the next segment, I'm going to be happy to premiere another ad, one of our great ads that our team put together for our new Choice Begins Here campaign to spread hope and provide resources for women in needs and save lives of the unborn. You can support it today at aclj.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Secular. We're going to take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. I got three lines open right now. Great time to call. Of course, we are still talking about Trump's address to the nation and to Congress last night. Interesting moment, hour and 40 minutes, very long. I know a lot of people didn't stay up and watch the whole thing, so we're going to get you through some of the highlights. But I also wanted to take a moment in this broadcast and today, as we have this week, to talk to you about our new campaign, Choice Begins Here. It is part of our Life and Liberty Drive. We've seen great response from you as I have impassionately plead that you make a donation today. And I really feel like this is most important. This is the most important time of all of our issues, protecting the life of the unborn and protecting the life of mothers, single mothers, married mothers, whatever it may be, potential mothers. We're here for them. And we're able to do that because of people like you who support the work of the ACLJ. And this is very different for us. You usually hear about the ACLJ getting involved a lot in the law. You hear us getting involved in the courts. And we do that, of course. And with this, we do as well. And there was a tremendous win. A couple years back, Dobbs came in, overturned Roe versus Wade, sent it back to the states. But the further left the state is in terms of who's running it, the worse it's gotten. And not only are they aggressively pushing women to seek abortions, they're now trying to put out of business pregnancy resource centers. You may remember them as crisis pregnancy centers or pro-life pregnancy resource centers. These are places that provide actual choice and actual hope and connect you with adoption, connect you with all the different options you can go through, including if you want to raise your child, great, we're going to be there for you. We're going to give you formula. We're going to have special days where you can come and get clothes, diapers, all of those things. We're going to help support you to support your child. But they want to shut those down. They've labeled them anti-abortion centers, avoid anti-abortion centers. It says all through the state of Massachusetts, specifically in the Boston area, multi-million dollar campaign that is just saying that these pro-life resource centers are misleading you. And here's the biggest problem with these. It's working. 30% swing in abortions and to visits to pro-life pregnancy resource centers. They have seen a 30% drop because of this ad campaign. Ad campaigns work, people. Marketing works. And you've seen a 30% rise in abortions. That is not a coincidence. So we've been planning our counter campaign, and it's pretty impressive. I'd say our team put together just a beautiful piece. Because you got to change the way people think. You got to affect hearts and minds, and you can't do that by just beating the same drum over and over again. So instead, where these pro-life pregnancy resource centers can't necessarily spend the money to run a counter campaign, you all got together and said we can do it to the tune of about $500,000. That's great. That's only going to last about 3 months. And we want to see this campaign not just start in Massachusetts and end in Massachusetts and end in 3 months. We want to see it go nationwide to all the states that need it. So we've been rolling out these ads. We've seen hundreds and hundreds of people go to the site already from the advertising. Not just supporters of the ACLJ, people that are actually going to look for their options. So in theory, potentially hundreds of lives have already been saved. But I'm going to premiere this new ad for you. This is one of the many beautiful ads our team has put together here. Again, this is Choice Begins Here. It's part of the ACLJ, and it's part of the reason you need to make your donation today as donations are doubled. Take a look.
My ex told me to take care of it. He told me I couldn't handle a kid, and clearly he wasn't going to. I felt so alone. And then I found a pregnancy resource center. The nurse told me I wasn't alone. She performed an ultrasound. I actually saw my child. I knew from that moment on that I would do whatever it took to love and protect my kid. She said that I had options, but that they had resources to help. They've been there every step of the way. When things have been tight, they've provided formula, diapers, and even clothes. They become a part of my family. Our family.
To find a pregnancy resource center near you, go to choicebeginshere.org.
And that's our new ad, Choice Begins Here. Again, that's one of the amazing ads we've been rolling out all week. We've had a new one each day, and we will premiere another one tomorrow. But again, you can't just win over hearts and minds by talking to the echo chamber, by talking to the church. You have to go out, and these are going to be, there's billboards, there's advertising, digital ads that are running. These are all over. And again, it's targeted right now. And you may go, Massachusetts, why do I care? Look, I'll be honest, Massachusetts, not one of our biggest states for support. We've got a great radio partner there. I know a lot of you listen, and they've been a part of this campaign. And there's great people there. I love the people. I love the city. But they're doing it there, and it's going to go nationwide. And we want to see that our audience really does care about this issue. And sadly, look, I'm looking at our streaming numbers. I know this. A few hundred of you logged off. Because you may not want to hear about this. It may not be fun to hear on your lunch break. And I'm not here to guilt trip you. But this is the time to step up. Go to ACLJ.org, make that donation. We will continue our conversation about Trump's speech. And we'll talk about that, and we'll continue the debate. We have tons of bites we can play, tons of things that we can talk about, and we're going to do that. But you could stick with me for a few minutes here. And no, this is the fundraising push, of course, because I really believe in this. And I believe this is what the ACLJ was built for. If you like this broadcast, it is because we have an incredible media team. We have a credible legal team, too. But we can't do this without you. So I'm going to encourage you right now. It's a very specific time. All donations are doubled. All donations are essentially matched by another person. And the QR code screen is on your screen right now, or you can just go to aclj.org. I'm going to leave that up for another few seconds, because this is so important. So please do it right now. Choice Begins Here is really important to changing, again, how people think. You may think we won this with Dobbs. We did not. If anything, it made it 50 battles instead of just a federal one. And we can't do it without you. And I want to hear from you about this. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. We got to head in the right direction here. 1-800-684-3110.
Well, and Logan, what you bring up about this campaign is that it isn't just an abstract thing as well. We have seen the numbers from the state of Massachusetts, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, that they have had a strong, tragic uptick in the number of abortions since they started running this campaign. And conversely, those who are going to pregnancy resource centers, those numbers have gone down. So their campaign, an ad campaign, is working for their agenda, and that's to end more life. What we are going to do is combat it. We're going to fight fire with fire using their tactic, showing truth, hope, not just death and destruction. And we know that it will work and it will save lives.
Yep, so be a part of it right now. Now we're going to move back to our conversation at hand. We're going to talk more about the speech from last night, all the topics that we hit, and of course, the sort of disgusting rant that went on from MSNBC as they decided to target a small child who just wants to be a police officer. But he's 13, he's got brain cancer, and he's beat it, and he's beat it, and he's beat it, and he keeps fighting, but the fight continues. But they say, man, I hope he doesn't grow up to be one of those police officers who's got to defend the Capitol on January 6th. And man, I really hope he doesn't have mental health problems, so then he has to kill himself. But that's what they did. Because that's what the track record, that's what they do. This is what the media wants to present. And they think they're doing right. What do you think? 1-800-684-3110. We have a second half hour of this broadcast coming up right now. We take a very short break. It's a great time to donate. ACLJ.org. But it's also a great time to call in. 1-800-684-3110. 684-3110. We'll be back in less than a minute with this break. So don't go anywhere. If you want to share it with your friends. If you're on YouTube or Rumble, subscribe, hit that thumbs up, do all those things to get engaged. We'll be right back, and let me know where you're watching from.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. I did want to reset a bit because we are covering President Trump's historic speech last night. His what's the replace of the State of the Union? Very similar in tone, very similar in presentation. It's essentially the State of the Union. They don't do that the first year of a term because he's only been the president for 8 weeks, whatever it may be at this point. So he comes in and says, here's where we're headed. Now, the difference is President Trump's been pretty busy doing some crazy stuff in the first couple months. And look, I'm not saying crazy in a bad way. I'm just saying way more than I could say any president in my lifetime has done in terms of actually fulfilling a lot of the promises that were made. We do have a lot of phone lines filling up right now. And you can give us a call. We got one open, 1-800-684-3110. I want to take this call really quick off the bat. Let's go to Jim, who's calling in Texas, listening on SiriusXM. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you very much. I have an observation that as it's been for the last few years, I think that the country is going way more conservative than obviously what's been said. Look at just the ratings on Fox, for an example. And what makes this country great is the back and forth, back and forth. And I think what's happened is that the Democrats have completely lost their minds. And they're way about trying to cause a balance back and forth. They've pushed themselves to so much wokeness that there's no way for them to figure out how to get out of it without them being wrong. Yeah. And I think in a year and a half, when we have the next round of elections, you're going to see a wave that's just not going to stop. That if it keeps going like this, they are really self-destructing.
Yeah, Jim, I think they're trying to figure out how to work their way back into actually winning again. And you think they're also trying to work, the media is trying to respond as well. You've seen massive layoffs. You've also seen not necessarily layoffs, just changes in programming. MSNBC is one of them, where they have canceled some of their main shows that maybe not only skew left, have become sort of the vocal mouthpiece of the left. Eventually, ratings, numbers, that equals money. And money ends up talking. Money ends up being what's the great equalizer here. Why is Disney adjusting the way that they do business and putting out different shows for different reasons? Why are they ending a lot of these programs? It's not just because President Trump said you have to. It is because it's finally giving them the opportunity to change, to hopefully become more profitable businesses again.
Well, and Jim, we were talking about this before the show. For the vast majority of my life, Democrats had the Hollywood types. They had the cool kids. They seemed like the cooler party, while conservatives and Republicans had the better policies for your life and for America. Now they don't have anything. You saw that crowd in Congress last night, and you see the people that are screeching on TV. They're not cool anymore. I don't know that anyone that looks to them be like, I want to hang out with those people. They seem fun. They don't. They seem miserable.
Yeah, we got the podcast generation on our side here. You have Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn and all the people that are maybe cool for a crowd that is between the ages of 16 and 30. And maybe even older now, because I'm going to put myself in that range. But people that have found that sort of in between in that world of fun and politics, and where does it end and where does sort of the woke culture kind of play into it? Look how many people listen to Joe Rogan. You know, it's 11 million plus a day that are tuning into that show. That's bigger than anyone else. And of course, you had him be a pretty vocal supporter of President Trump there at the end. A lot of these guys were there at the inauguration. Look who was at the inauguration. You had Theo Vaughn, you had Logan and Jake Paul, you had Mike Tyson, you had these characters. And yes, are they maybe your role models? Maybe, maybe not. But for a lot of kids, they are. And not even going to say role models, but they are sort of the icons of the time. We're going to keep breaking that down coming up. Phone lines are open for you. Two open right now. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to break down. Will's got the numbers. He's got the numbers, and they're going to surprise you. The favorability numbers that are coming in after this speech. We talked a little bit about them, but you're talking not from Fox News, not from our audience, not from Right Side Broadcasting or OAN, or we'll just hopefully he's okay. He just fell off his chair. Wasn't on camera, so you don't know if I'm telling the truth or not. Phone lines are open. No, they're not. So you know what? They're busy. Give us a donation. What else are you going to do? Scan the QR code right now and do it. We'll be right back in just a moment on Seculo. All right, Will, you got back on your chair. Doing better now.
I never fell off my chair. Dropped a pen and it startled Logan.
People don't know that.
All right. I mean,
you weren't
I
on camera
fine.
During it.
I looked
There's
fine.
No proof. There's no proof. But speaking of proof, I did want to go through the percentage points that President Trump scored yesterday. You would not have thought it would have been as high as it was. And we got to go through the sources and what they are. And then I want to hear what President Trump had to say about what's going on in Afghanistan. Because as you know, that's been an issue that's been very important to me. We did a whole documentary series featuring a lot of names that you now are familiar with. Mike Waltz, Tulsi Gabbard. A lot of them were on there. You can find that still on our YouTube channel. It was called Revenge of the Taliban. That moment, even our movie Jingle Smells, which is our fun Christmas family Christmas movie, it really touched on soldiers having to deal with the fallout of the Afghanistan failed withdrawal. And I know that's a pretty heavy topic for that, but that's what that movie really, at the heart of it, what it was about. So I encourage you to watch that as well. It's available on a lot of platforms. Christmas movie, but you can watch it now. No one's going to stop you. Let's go through the percentages, though, and then we'll go into Afghanistan.
Right. I mentioned earlier that the top line numbers about CNN having 69% of those polls had a positive view of the speech and 31% had a negative view. But CBS, the home of Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, the antagonist that said, you know, Nazi Germany and the Holocaust happened because of free speech. Their poll of their viewers, 76% approved of the speech and 23% disapproved. But what I find more fascinating is some of the numbers that are underneath that not just the top line, because the speech made 68% of people watching feel hopeful. The left always wants to talk about how divisive and dark and gloom and doom that President Trump is because it doesn't fit their narrative. But 68% of those watching felt hopeful by the speech. 54% felt proud. Only 16% of their viewers felt angry by the speech.
And they were all on my Facebook feed last night.
But there's a couple more that I want to throw out here because they also talk about him. You know, he's a clown. He's not presidential. Of the American people watching on CBS, 74% said he was presidential. 71% said he was inspiring. And 62% said he was unifying.
Yeah, those are usually not the terms you hear for President Trump. You mentioned clown. We hear that one.
Yeah.
And speaking of clowns, while you're at it, we haven't done this in a while. Send those clowns. Let's do it. We also want to, though, move to the serious topic, because I think where President Trump in 2020, I think, actually had a few stumbles in his campaign was to not focus on really his fight against terrorism and wiping out ISIS. He didn't talk about that enough. He didn't talk about the fact that we had peace in the Middle East for the first time in pretty much our lifetime, that we had the Abraham Accords that finally started to open up countries like Saudi Arabia and Israel and having these real relations between countries in the Middle East. But now in this speech, he was able to address a brand new sort of breaking news item, which was finally, after what, 3.5 years since what, was it 2021? Was the Afghanistan withdrawal that we all remember? We can all play that back in our heads. You like to black it out, but it all happened. Remember, you can remember all the people grabbing on to the planes as they were flying away. You can remember the Americans that were attacked because we decided to just abandon everything and head home and cause chaos, and now the rights of children, the rights of women have changed aggressively in Taliban-run Afghanistan. President Trump at least did not give up on them. And I'll be honest, I didn't know this was going to come up. I didn't think that topic would come up at all last night. But here you go, Will. We have a bite from President Trump about sort of the breaking news item that came out of this.
That's right. This is Bite 22. Let's go ahead and roll it.
3.5 years ago, ISIS terrorists killed 13 American service members and countless others in the Abbey Gate bombing during the disastrous and incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan. Not that they were withdrawing, it was the way they withdrew. Perhaps the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. Tonight I am pleased to announce that we have just apprehended the top terrorist responsible for that atrocity. and he is right now on his way here to face the swift sword of American justice.
So there you go. That is an incredible moment from President Trump. And we have pictures, actually, right, of that team. Do we have that picture? No. Can we get it pulled up in the next few minutes? Because you saw some familiar faces that were on there to make sure this got taken care of. We do have a lot of phone calls coming in. I think we should go ahead and try to take some of those. Some of these are on the life situation. Some of these are on President Trump. Let's go ahead and start with some of the ones that have been on hold for a while. Actually, let's start with Cyrus, who's in North Carolina. Cyrus is watching on the Salem News Channel, which we are live on from 12 to 1 p.m. You can Eastern time. You can work your way back from there. But we're on Salem News Channel. It's a free channel. It's available on their website. It's also available on Pluto and Samsung Plus and a lot of others. We're seeing a lot of great new people coming from the Salem News Channel. But Cyrus, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I just want to say thank you for what the good job you guys do and bringing forth what you bring each and every day that I thoroughly enjoy and learn from.
Thank you, Cyrus.
And appreciate you guys so much. You're a professional group of guys, and we really love you out here.
Wow. I'm going to clip that, as they say. Clip that, and I can. Whenever I wake up in a bad mood, I'm just going to play that, Cyrus. So thank you, though.
You're most welcome. Sir, the reason I'm calling, I'm a two-time honorably discharged Navy veteran.
Thank you so much.
I'm 75. I'll be 76 come April. I tell people jokingly I didn't get to be 75 by being a blooming idiot, but they seem to think that we are at our age. But anyway, the thing that I wanted to comment on last night with President Trump was a very uplifting, very positive, non-negative, and showed the benefit of being an American and brought about what we should be doing to help our country. And it was so impressive. But to see the Democrats, which I was one for many years, and my family too, I changed to become a conservative out of things I saw happening. And I now see the benefit of being a conservative individual, and I appreciate the uplift that was given. And
Cyrus,
I don't understand.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I don't understand the Democrats being so negative.
Yeah.
They weren't always negative, but they are the most negative, backbiting, hateful people I've ever seen.
Cyrus, I mean, we played that clip earlier from Nicole Wallace where she essentially said, I hope that that small child with brain cancer in the audience doesn't end up becoming a police officer that feels like he has to take his own life because he goes through these things that you're right. It's disturbing. It's hateful. But what we've seen, Will, in those numbers, that a lot of people agree with Cyrus, that it was a hope-filled speech. And this isn't me giving you some, Republican talking point, some White House-approved talking point. You know, as they say, as Scott Steiner once said, the numbers don't lie.
Right. And when you look at even people that aren't necessarily fans of President Trump, like Meghan McCain, I may get some hate in the chat for bringing this up, but she's at least going to speak the truth.
Her and Tulsi Gabbard.
And she said, not just because I'm a Republican, but I truly don't know how Democrats can compete with any of this. I wouldn't even know where to begin on how they compete with this. And it also showed you, though, that they didn't know how to compete with it because they thought what was going to be best is walkouts, disruption, yelling and doing things. I saw the clip of when Joe Wilson said you lie to President Obama. Nancy Pelosi's jaw dropped in probably the most real moment she's ever had of shock. And that was absurd that a Republican would interrupt the president during the State of the Union. But last night they had to remove a member of Congress from the gallery.
Yeah, and I because have to say, we texted about this. It was a pretty stress-induced moment when sort of chaos started breaking out. It's not what I want to see right now. After multiple Trump assassination attempts, after the chaos, like after January 6th, even you could say that. I'm okay with saying that. I don't want to see this kind of chaos anymore. I'm over it. Enough with it. Do your job. That's all we want. I don't need the grandstanding. I don't need that you're going to have your TV moment. I want you to go there, and as President Trump said, bring the cost of eggs down. Do the job that we gave you. Even the Democrats. If the people voted for you, do the job. And the job is not just to make a scene. I'm going to hear from you in the next segment. We got a lot of calls coming up. We have one line open at 1-800-684-3110. But sometimes you do got to be loud, and we got to take things to the streets, and we're doing that right now with our campaign, Choice Begins Here. But you know what? We're not doing it out of anger. We're doing it out of love. We're not doing it out of shame. We're doing it out of love and hope, and the hope for life to continue. So I'm encouraging you right now. Your donations are double during our Life and Liberty Drive. We get to do these a few times a year, and this is one of those important times. This $500,000 multimedia ad campaign in Massachusetts is just the beginning. We've got to compete with millions of dollars from the state and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's going to be hard to fight back, but we're already seeing results. We are seeing the potential of hundreds of children already saved. We can see the numbers, how many people are going to this website. And this website doesn't say, if you're a conservative, go to this website. If you don't want an abortion, go to this website. No, it says, choice begins here, true choice. Because we know when they walk into a pregnancy resource center, they're actually giving real choices. It's not kill your child or don't, or get out of here. They're given the options for adoption. They're showing how they can support you, how they can get food, how they can get clothes, all of those things. And they don't have the budget to spend on this kind of ad campaign. So we're doing it for them. ACLJ.org. Be a part of it today. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Seculo. Phone lines are completely jammed. And let's hear from you, the most important people in the room. I want to keep touching. Some of the comments came back about our campaign, about the Choice Begins Here campaign. We got a call coming in from Kim in Illinois with her story. She's watching on YouTube. Kim, you're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. My mom, 51 years ago, chose life when her pregnancy with me was very high risk. And then I ended up later in a situation where I was raped, and I chose life for my son. The pregnancy resource centers showed me my son's image on the ultrasound. They helped me with clothing. They even threw him a first birthday party. This is an incredible organization that helps mothers in need. And I am so thankful for you guys standing up for life and for my life and my son's life as well.
Kim, what a wonderful and beautiful, even through the tragedy, call that you gave us here today. These are the stories we want to hear for pregnancy resource centers, that this, they are doing great work. And again, we're not a pregnancy resource center. We are here to support them. And we've been able to support them with our legal cases for decades, but now they're being under attack by the state themselves. And it's working. They're running marketing campaigns to essentially put them out of business. And you hear from Kim, this is someone whose life was saved and her child's life was saved. And they were, again, they said they hosted the child's first birthday party. These are the real stories coming out of pregnancy resource centers. They're the sweetest, a lot of them, the sweetest people you've ever met. This is not a place where you go and get shamed. This is not a place where you go and get hate. This is where you actually go to get loved on. And we want to make sure that they still exist for generations to come. And that is why we've started this ad campaign, and we encourage you to support it.
And this isn't the first time states have done this. This is the new iteration. This is what they're going to do now. They're going to spend taxpayer dollars on campaigns, ad campaigns, and it's effective. It's going to work in many places. That's why we have to fight back. But we fought back against an attorney general of a state, California. You may have heard of her, Kamala Harris, where they were trying to force pregnancy resource centers to advertise for abortion.
Yeah,
so when you walked in, there was a sign. It was mandated by law. What size, what font size it had to be to tell people going in there where they could go get an abortion. Fortunately, that was compelled speech by the government, not allowed under the Constitution. We fought back and won that, but that's why we're here. So we're going to find the innovative way, whether it be the law, which we're doing in Massachusetts as well by suing, or whether through a media campaign to fight back and protect life and protect the people and the places that support women and their pregnancies. And those are pregnancy resource centers.
All right, we're going to continue on and take some more calls. Let's go to Susie, who's calling in New Mexico on YouTube. Susie, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on how terrible the Democrats were. And they really made them to look like idiots last night, where they wouldn't even stand or anything for the people who have been murdered, the 12-year-old who was killed by the illegal. But also, how can these news places sit there and talk so badly about that little boy who's been fighting brain cancer, and then they have the nerve to say such terrible things about him?
Yeah, you know,
I mean, Susie, the United...
I think, and I'm not cutting you off, you've got to, we're running a little low on time. I think we should play that real quick again as we wrap up. Can we play the Nicole Wallace?
Yeah,
that is... play it one more time? I think you all need to see this, because there's a lot of new people watching. This is the response to a little boy brain cancer who got to be deputized into the Secret Service as he fights for his life.
I think this was a lesson in finding one thing that you let yourself feel. And I let myself feel joy about DJ. And I hope he's alive for another, 95 years, yeah. Right? And I hope he lives the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump's supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
Yeah, that's where you want to start throwing stuff at your TV. Really, when those kind of moments happen. Thankfully, probably a lot of our viewers, this is the first time they've seen it, because they're not watching that propaganda network, but it is what it is. I want to continue on with calls. Lori is calling in New Hampshire. She's an ACLJ champion. Lori, number one, how much I appreciate you. An ACLJ champion, someone that gives on a monthly recurring basis. And Lori, I really do appreciate it. You're on the air.
Thank you, and I support you. I just want to strongly state that we are not a nation divided, and the polls show the support for Trump. We are seeing a disgusting display by a small vocal minority, and I would ask them, are you smarter than God? In Romans 13:1, it says the authorities have been established and exist. The authorities that exist, have been established by God. So they are resisting God's will. You mentioned Afghanistan. We had to put up with that, but we did because we respect our authority. And I would like to see the Democrats start to do the same thing. Thank you.
Will brought up, and one of the callers brought up, that they don't stand for the other side. And that has become fairly normal that you don't see a lot of support, but maybe not to this extent.
Right. And I think that's where they showed how morally bankrupt they've become, is that Trump derangement syndrome, as people like to call it, has so infected their minds and their ideology that when you hear these tragic stories, you can't even give those people respect for being there, whether it be the mother of a child who was killed by illegal immigrants, or it was the family of Lake and Riley. They were there and they were strong and bold, and the Democrats mostly sat. Every once in a while, you'd see one stand. But I don't know how you can be a comms director in D.C. and work for one of those members of Congress and be like, I'm doing such a great job. My boss sat for victims of horrific crime and didn't stand up, or a victim of childhood cancer. I would quit that job if I were a comms director for a Democrat. Yep.
All right, let's try to take a couple more calls, see if we can get to them. Let's go to Ronald, who's calling in South Carolina. Watch it on Rumble. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on something that Logan said about a few weeks back when you were saying that one of the senators during the confirmation hearing for some Trump nominees for his cabinet, and you actually said, the person said that Trump deserves to have the people that he needs to work with. And I thought that was most reassuring, that respect was coming back not only to the office, but actually to the man, Donald Trump, because of all he had gone through. He's still wanting to work in helping this nation. And yet, seeing a display from Schumer and all the other, and the Democrats and all their displays and everything, it's just one-sided, because people are no longer listening to them. They want, narcissistic. They say, no, I got something to say, and they will listen to me.
Ronald, we are just running out of time. It's the only reason I'm cutting you off. And hey, Luke, I'm sorry we're not going to be able to get to you today. Call back tomorrow. We'll make sure you get bumped up to the front of the line. I'm sorry about that. I want to encourage you, the last 30 seconds I have with you for today, I need you to support the work of the ACLJ, that we're doing the good fight right now, fighting the good fight, and we are fighting it on your behalf. Join us, though. Let's beat them together. Go to ACLJ.org. Have your gifts doubled. during our Life and Liberty Drive, which is activated right now. Again, we're fighting that campaign in Massachusetts with our own, and you could be a part of it at ACLJ.org. Of course, those funds go to continuing the work in general as well around the world, getting your voice to the masses. Again, ACLJ.org. Scan the QR code. Talk to you tomorrow.